able to get a couple cars there and a couple of the double file restarts, but also, you know, was able to, you know, get by some other guys, whether we were running low or high on the racetrack.
Of course, Craig Delansky joining us here on TJ Slideways Live. You know, and one aspect that might have helped you gain ground, but that's been a little bit controversial over the past couple of years, are the double file restarts. Now, Saturday night, we didn't have too much trouble with them, but we've had them around for a few years. Now that we've had some time with it, what are your thoughts on the double file restarts, and how do you approach those as a driver?
Well, I mean, they're definitely, you know, obviously they add some extra excitement for the fans, but, you know, we've been on the winning end of the double file restart and on the losing end. You know, it's just it's a way to mix things up in a quick hurry. And, you know, sometimes it works for you and sometimes it works against you. But, you know, there the other night, I think for the most part, our restarts are pretty good. We had good track position on a couple of them. And, but again, I mean, we did the majority of our passing, you know, during the race, you know, when we were green flag racing. But, you know, again, with this Icon trail car, trail camera car, things are still a bit of a work in progress for us, but, you know, we continue making strides, making progress each week, and everybody's digging deep. TJ, Sean, Chevy, got a good team, and these guys are working hard.
And I was kind of looking back over the past couple of seasons since you got back in the 7 car, and over the past couple of seasons, it seems like this is the time of year that you really hit your stride. Seems like you guys start winning about this time of year and have always finished out the season strong. Why do you think it is you guys seem to pick it up this time of year?
I don't know. You know, sometimes it just seems like, you know, some of that stuff has a funny way of working out. But, you know, for ourselves, with the tire change from the Goodyears to the Hoosiers, it's been a little bit challenging for us to try to get a handle on our car. But, you know, we've got a good support base. You know, Scott Bennick handles our shock program for us, and he's really been instrumental in trying to help us get on track the way we need to be. And, you know, DJ Lindsay does a great job for me, works hard. You know, we just, you know, it's just always a moving target. You know, things don't stay the same, and you got to adjust. So, you know, at this point, I'm pretty encouraged with some of the things that I'm seeing here right now with our team and some of the changes we made that are helping us. And you know, it's just, you know, we got a lot of racing coming up. It's a long season, so we got to try to keep ourselves prepared and ahead of the game.
And, of course, you mentioned the tire change. From your perspective, what is the difference between the tires? If you had to describe it to somebody, what's the biggest difference between the Hoosier and the Goodyear?
You know, I mean, just, you know, they just react differently. You know, they're lighter. You know, the forward drive in them is different than what the Goodyear is. You know, they definitely, with the tire being narrower, they're narrower than what the Goodyear tires were. So, you know, there's just some different characteristics there that what you were doing last year doesn't necessarily work this year.
And were you guys anticipating that much of a change, or is it a little bigger change than you thought it would be going into the season?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, I got interrupted there. What'd you say?
As far as, like, how big the change, you probably were anticipating some sort of change during the off season. Was the difference as big as you anticipated, or was it a little bit different?
Are you still referring to the tires? I'm sorry.
Correct, with the tires,
broke up,
yes. Yeah, with the
tire.
Yeah,
I mean, again, you know, it's a different tire. You know, we were on Goodyears for the last 3 years, and, you know, Hoosier Bill is a good tire. It's just a matter of, you know, some teams have a better handle on it than others, and as I say, for ourselves, we're making progress in that area. And it's just part of our job, you know. I mean, not everything stays the same, so you just, you know, we got to just keep working hard at things and just try to understand the changes that need to be made and how to make them and at what time. You know, a lot of times right now we're just figuring out what we need to do after the fact. We need to start doing a better job of figuring that out before the fact. So we learned some things in qualifying there that, you know, if we could go back, we'd do it differently. But, you know, we don't have that opportunity, so we just got to try to make good decisions as we go forward.
And you mentioned things are always changing. Your car with a different look this year, you're taking on the Icon Trail Camera sponsorship, and that looks like a pretty neat little toy. I know you're an outdoors guy yourself, and I was looking at those, and that looks like a lot of fun to play around with.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great product that, you know, the Game Tree Stands came out with, and we'd like to say we're carrying the Icon Trail Camera car this year. They're carrying their brand, and, you know, it's a great-looking car, great-looking rig, and you know, we're... we're definitely trying to get as much exposure as we can for them. I mean, Todd has his other team there with Sammy, the Big Game Tree Stand team, and Todd Corian's a great car owner and a great supporter of our sport and our team. So, to carry that brand for him is something we're all excited about, and it definitely gets a lot of recognition out there. We get a lot of fans commenting about it.
And, of course, you mentioned also a lot of big races coming around the corner. We're right on the eve of, like, when all the big races start. How do you approach that with your team? Do you pick out, like, what equipment you're going to use right before some of those big shows? Or maybe do you, at some point, pull something aside, like a motor or a car you really like, and maybe keep it aside for one of those big races?
Yeah. I mean, definitely if you get a car that's working good for you, that you worked well at Knoxville, let's use for an example, and, you say, hey, let's set that car aside for the Nationals. It's great to have yourself in that position. It's not a position we've been in over the past few years, but we might be able to get ourselves there this year. We'll see how things work out. But, again, it's just trying to stay ahead of the game. It's trying to stay prepared. We have a lot of races coming up here, in June, July, and August, and, really just trying to have your team prepared all the way through. That's the important part.
You've been doing this for quite a while now. You were a Gum Out Series champion, but you've been on the Outlaw Tour for the better part of a decade at this point. What's the biggest difference over the past 10 years with your World of Outlaws team 10 years ago compared to now?
Well, again, it's just keeping up with the different changes, whether it's rule changes. We went from dish wings to flat wings. We went from, we were on Hoosier tires to Goodyear tires. Now we're back to Hoosier tires. So it's, things don't stay the same. You can't be, you always got to be proactive. I mean, you got to try to stay on top of your game and understand when things do change, what you may have to do to adjust and get yourself balanced out the way you need to.
All right, we have a reader question from Jim here in Grand Rapids. He wants to know how much personnel does it take to run the World of Outlaw Tour properly these days? If you're going to do it, as people would say, the right way, how many people does it take to keep a car on the road these days?
Well, I mean, you have teams out there with two guys, and you have teams of four guys, and then some of them teams of four guys also have people beyond that, that help support the team, whether it's a PR person or it's people back at the shop working. But, for our team, we have three guys. We have DJ, Sean, Chevy, and then Pete, who comes on with us on a part-time basis. But, and then a lot of behind-the-scenes people, Reed, our PR guy, he does a great job for us. And just a lot of people behind the scenes that help make everything happen. My wife, Julie, Rachel from Big Game Tree Stands, our car owner, like I said, Todd, and our sponsors, Aggressive Hydraulics, Paul Johnson's a big supporter of our team, and, AeroQuip, Mobile Star. We got a great team with a lot of great people behind it.
And I'm sure Craig Delansky, a very proud father over the weekend too. Your son, third place at Knoxville this week. So when did you get that news? And how is Garrett's progress coming?
Garrett's doing a great job. He was third quick, I think is what you meant there. And I was just actually talking to Brian, who he works with there, and he did a good job. Each week he's making progress and learning, and it's just a matter of gaining experience and understanding his car and adapting to the different track conditions that he's going to be faced with. I mean, one week he may have a real slick racetrack, one week he might have a real tacky racetrack. So right now we're just trying to let him learn at his own pace and gain experience, and he's doing a great job.
And for Craig Delansky, the father, when you watch your son, when you watch his career progress and stuff, what kind of, are you more of a stand back and let things happen kind of guy, or are you right in there hands on with him?
No, I'm more of a stand back, let things kind of happen kind of guy. He's pretty calm and collective. He doesn't get real worked up, and he's working with a great great person there, Brian Somby. Brian Somby's a hard worker, and them two do quite well together, so. I really, I'm pretty encouraged with some of the things them guys have done, and they had some bright spots this weekend, and he'll continue to learn each week. Hopefully Mother Nature starts cooperating better. It's been pretty tough. They've lost quite a few shows. They've lost a few shows anyhow in Knoxville, so it'd be nice to get him racing while he's racing each week, and it's more fresh in his mind, with what he went through and experienced the week before, and continue to learn and adjust.
and we've mentioned you've been at this for quite a while now. Is there something left in sprint car racing maybe that you haven't done yet that's really at the top of the priority list? And not necessarily a win thing, but maybe someplace you haven't been or something you haven't done yet.
You know, not necessarily. I mean, the goal here is to try to win a championship. And, you know, we came close last year, and we got ourselves in a bit of a hole right now. But by no means are giving up. And you know, that's the ultimate goal in our business. So, you know, as well as trying to win some of the crown jewels of our sport. So, you know, we just continue to try to stay focused on going out there and working hard and trying to win races. And if you're doing that, you're going to be in contention to try to win one of these championships.
And you mentioned your car owner, Todd Quering. How did you meet Todd, and how did you guys get together on a program?
I had known Todd, in the past, and we just got together there. I think it was in 2009, and started talking about, possibly doing some racing together. So it was in 2009 when we first talked, and then things progressed from there.
And of course, he's a big fan now. He has two teams, and I know you're all big outdoor guys. And one of the first things I always ask Craig Delansky when I see him in person, I didn't have a chance on Saturday because the program ran through so quick, is where his best snowmobile trip of the winter was. So how much snowmobiling did you get in, and where was your best trip this winter?
You know, actually, we were able to get a trip in. We went up to Tower, Minnesota, and, it was myself and Todd and a few others that made that trip. Rick from Mobile Star come up there with us as well, and we had a lot of fun. Put some miles on the sleds, and had a good time. We had great snow conditions. Sometimes it's better winters than others when it comes to snow. And for us, it was a fun trip. Had a good time, and anytime we're able to do that, it's always fun to get away.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of my favorite things to do in the winter, get outside and get away. And I'm sure for you guys being on the road, it's nice maybe to get some solitary time like that in the winter.
Oh, absolutely. I did go to Australia last winter, so our winter was a little bit short. But, sure enjoyed that trip and didn't get as much riding in as we would like to or had a chance to. But, maybe we'll be able to do some more this coming up.
That sounds good to me. Craig Delansky joining us. One final question. You have Kokomo coming up. For you guys, Kokomo, what challenges does that racetrack offer you guys that maybe you don't see elsewhere? And what's different about Kokomo?
Kokomo's a great little short track. They work hard at, getting us a good racetrack there. It's usually prepared very well. Last year, I think we ran second at that event at Craig Kinzer. It was a great race. We have won there before in the past. It's a fun little racetrack. It's definitely challenging, but one that I always look forward to going back to when we get the opportunity.
Well, Craig, I appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight. Best of luck the rest of the season, and we look forward to seeing you down the road later this summer.
I appreciate it, TJ. Thank you, and thanks for having us on tonight, and thanks to Reed, my PR guy. I got a great PR guy there, so I got to always mention Reed.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Reed keeps us abreast of everything at Craig Delansky Racing. So Craig Delansky joining us on the hotline, and you didn't miss any of the interview. We had a slight problem queuing up the intro music. All you missed is Craig not able to hear me for about 30 seconds. So we leave the studio for one Monday, and all the gremlins come in here and start messing with stuff. But we did take Memorial Day off, but we're back here on the air. And Craig Delansky, Craig and I, honestly, that's the first time we've talked racing quite a bit in a while. Usually when Craig Delansky and I see each other in the pit area, it's like, where'd you go snowmobiling? Did you go do this? Did you go do that? It's usually what we do during the off season, and maybe a little bit of business snuck in, but a good chance to sit down with him. And Delansky was one of the guys on the move last weekend. He was something to watch. Him and Shane Stewart were pretty much the show, and Paul McMahon in that feature on Saturday night at 996. Of course, that was our home World of Outlaws show, 20 minutes from the Slideway Studios, and we were in bed with all of our work by midnight. We were back at the house before 11 and in the pit area before 10 after the races. So that was an incredible night. Snuck one in. Mother Nature tried to rain us out, but we'll break that down a little bit later in the show. But after we take a quick break, we're going to talk to Danny Holtgraver. And Holtgraver had a pretty incredible Saturday night, and there's a little more to it than what you've heard. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But race fans, don't forget, Race Talk Live is available here on racismontheweb.com or WFNT 1470 AM every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Ed and Larry will break down the best in Michigan short track racing and some of the biggest national stories. Race Talk every Wednesday from 7 to 9 here on Races on the Web. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, Danny Holtgraver, you're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. All-Star Performance would like to congratulate Paul McMahon on his victory on Saturday at I-96 Speedway. Visit them at allstarperformance.com. And another driver that took not just one victory, but two at Mercer on Saturday, won the Patriot Sprint Tour feature and the 410 feature. Danny Holtgraver, one of the hottest young drivers in sprint car racing, joining us on the hotline. Danny, congratulations. What a night at Mercer on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It was a hectic day, hectic night, but it worked out pretty good. Our truck ended up breaking down about a mile from the racetrack with the 45 car for the 360 race, and I didn't think they were even coming. My dad had his car there for the 410, so I went up and figured we were probably just running the 410, and then the 360 car showed up and ended up starting dead last, no hot laps, and just went out and took a shot in the dark and ended up winning it. So it was a pretty cool night.
And that's pretty great. You started like 20th, and you get up there.
Yeah.
And you were up through the pack pretty quickly, but then when you got to the front, it sounded like that Scott Cruder and Jared Zimbardi did not make it easy on you.
No, we actually, I think I passed about five cars in the first corner. Everybody kind of went to the bottom, and I gave it all I had and went to the top and just prayed that it stuck, and it did. So we got up through pretty quick, and I got to them too, and they were actually pretty good. You know, they were racing back and forth and kind of pulling away in one and two. I'd catch them in three and four, and they pull back away. And I was kind of praying for a yellow, and I got the yellow and got a good restart and got by Jared in the first corner, and then I got the lead in the next corner. So it was, it made me earn it. It was pretty cool.
And then, of course, you back it up. You go there at the 410 car, and you win that one as well. In front of kind of like your home turf, your Western Pennsylvania guy, where does that night rank in your career, would you say?
It's got to be one of the coolest. I mean, it's the first time we've ever run, run two different divisions. So that was pretty neat. All my guys worked hard all night on both cars, and, just to make everything happen, it was – definitely, it's up there. I mean, won a couple all-star shows and stuff, and that was obviously your first all-star win, and even my first regular win at Lernerville, that was a huge night, but it was different. We got won the 360 deal. I came in, wasn't even across the scales yet, and I was out of the car, and 410s were already on the racetrack, pushed off, so I had to run to the 410, getting that one, didn't even have a minute to drink water or anything, jumped right in and went for it.
Danny Holtgraver joining us. You had mentioned you're in the 45 car this year, and you have Brian Kemnaugh spinning the wrenches on that car. How did that deal come together for you? How did you get hooked up with the 45 team?
Well, I drove for Brian Grove a couple times last year, ran Attica, I think it was their opener, and then ended up running another race at Wayne County later on in the year. And, whenever McMahon got into the 51 car, he said he wanted to race this year and, run the All-Stars, and he wanted Brian Kemnaugh working on it because me and Brian were working together like the second half of last year. So, we actually had some pretty good results the last half of the year. And, he wanted to do it right. And Rob Hunter got involved. He's, I guess him and Brian Kemnaugh and Brian Grove, they've all known each other forever. So they just, everybody worked their butts off all winter and got everything together, and they put together an unbelievable team. I mean, couldn't ask for anything more equipment-wise, crew-wise. Everything is just unbelievable. So I'm very, very fortunate. It's finally got an opportunity to go out and do this for a living and do what I love. So I'm pretty excited about it, and we're finally getting some results here. It's been up and down all year, but things are kind of starting to go our way a little bit. Hopefully we can keep it going.
And, of course, you're doing the All-Star Tour with this team. But what other races were we going to see you in the 45 car this year?
Pretty much whatever. Like this weekend we'll run Attica and Fremont because there's no All-Star shows until Tuesday. We'll go to New York, but we'll be at Bridgeport on Wednesday. It's a non-sanctioned race. Whatever we can go race, any outlaw shows, definitely all the, Lernerville and hopefully the National Open and the King's Royal and Doty, all that stuff. We'll be all over the place. And we got the 360 engine, obviously. So whenever we go to Knoxville, we'll do the Thunder Through the Plains with the All-Stars. We'll be at Knoxville. We'll run the 360 Nationals, hopefully a short track Nationals. Whatever we can do, car owners right now are saying go race. So that's what we're going to do.
That's a good situation to be in. And also, how many races are you going to do in the family car? You ran it Saturday. How many more times are you going to see you in that car?
We really didn't even have any planned. The only reason we got everything together, we had a makeup race at Lernerville from last year, the Steel City Stampede. We ran second to Blaney. But, this deal kind of worked out whenever they said they wanted to go to Mercer on the 360s, and my dad had everything ready, so I said, why not just go out and run both of them? If I don't know, it, kind of, if we get a rain out or something and I'm at home, then maybe we go around Learnerville or Mercer or whatever, but nothing really planned for it. It's just kind of sitting there as a backup plan on any given night.
You're a pretty young guy. You're considered one of the younger up-and-coming drivers in the sport right now. How did you get interested in sprint car racing?
I grew up racing go-karts. I actually grew up around late models, so I get that question a lot. How come you're not a late model? My dad worked on late models forever. My cousin races a late model. I just, we go to Learnerville, watch the Outlaws and Steve Kinzer and Sammy and all those guys, and just always wanted to race a sprint car. And, I ran go-karts for 7 years, got into micro sprints out in central PA, and, we'd go to Sealands Grove and Path Valley and all those tracks to race go-karts, and we'd watch the 410s and whatever the night before. And it's just, I don't know, I always liked it more. And, Learnerville's half an hour away, Mercer's an hour away from my house, and it was all right there. We could go do it, and, 7 years later, here we are.
And here you are, and in quite a situation for Danny Holtgraver. Now, you're doing a lot of different stuff this year. When you look at the schedule and what's out there, is there anything you're looking forward to that you haven't done yet, something new, some new places you haven't been?
Definitely the Thunder Through the Plains deal with the All-Stars. That'll be definitely an experience. From what everybody says, it's pretty tough because it's the middle of the summer. You're gone for, over a month. That'll be my first full trip on the road, since be gone for a long time. So that deal, haven't run the Kings Royal yet. We've run outdoor a couple times, but Kings Royal, that should be pretty cool, and the Doty, all the bigger races like that. And who knows, maybe if we have a good season, go out west at the end of the year for some 360 stuff or whatever. I'm just excited to be able to go race every weekend. Like I said, I'm very fortunate and just having fun right now.
And one question we had, and we always get it for everyone we have on the show, especially someone that's been on for the first time, is what do you enjoy doing away from the racetrack? What does Danny Holtgraver do to unwind during the off season, or maybe if you have some downtime in the summer?
I actually just started golfing a couple weeks ago, so that's been not very successful, but it's been fun at least. I go to work, clean cars for my dad. He owns a car lot, so I'll detail cars. And usually all winter I'll work full-time pretty much cleaning cars and stuff, but just hang out and, whatever. Yeah. Ride quads, dirt bikes, just have a good time.
See, race fans, this is a hard-working kid, just a blue-collar kid with some real talent. Danny Holtgraver joining us. I'm sure you have some people to thank as well.
First, my dad, he's been, been right there, got me to where I'm at, and has given me pretty much everything I've ever needed, and, wouldn't have been able to do it without him. Brian Grove, Rob Hunter, the car owners, like I said, gave me an awesome opportunity. It's Canton Erectors, Berlin Natural Bakery, their two companies. Brian Kavanaugh, working on everything. He's doing an excellent job. My buddy Chris Bowie from Fremont, and Rob. There's a lot of good people surrounding me right now, and couldn't ask for a better situation. Like I said, having a lot of fun, and couldn't really ask for more.
All right, that's Danny Holtgraver joining us. Well, Danny, I appreciate you taking time out for us, and best of luck on your trip out east this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, Danny Holtgraver joining us on the hotline, and Danny's got a little bit of pressure because everyone's been on the show lately has been winning. I mean, if you look, we have quite a string of winners going. Hopefully that'll continue with Holtgraver. Sprint car fans, don't forget you get live video and audio webcast here at racesontheweb.com of sprints on dirt and Michigan traditional sprints events at the Crystal Motor Speedway throughout the 2013 season and the next event on that calendar, the SOD NRA Showdown. That's going to be in July at Crystal Motor Speedway, and you're not going to want to miss that one. That is a great show, so get out there if you can't in person, but if you can't get out there to the racetrack, make sure to watch it on racesontheweb.com. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to break down the I-96 Speedway World of Outlaws show. You're listening to TJ Slideways live here on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Core Pack Sprint Car Series, Thunder Stocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com. And we spoke to Craig Delansky and Danny Holtgraver earlier in the show, and now we're going to have a taped interview with Paul McMahon here in just a moment, but we're going to break down our hometown World of Outlaws show. Yeah, the circus came to town on Saturday, and it's always kind of cool. I think no matter where you live, when the Outlaws come to town, it is, I make the analogy of the circus coming to town. It's very true. It's the big show coming to town. You could have the most run-down, like, awful place that you hate to go to. And, you know, when you get a show like that coming to town, it's like, hey, you know what? It's coming here. And thankfully, we don't have that. We've got a pretty decent racetrack with pretty nice facilities. It's kind of what I'd call in the middle of the World of Outlaws spectrum at I-96. It's not by far not the worst stop. Might not be the best. But and it went back down the half mile this year. Thankfully, basically incident-free. The closest thing was a blown left rear tire courtesy of Brandon Wimmer, right in front of my shooting position, about scared the bejeebas out of me. And otherwise, a relatively clean night. There's only one real close call when Darren Pittman cut down a left rear tire on one of those double file restarts. He shot backwards, and there were guys splitting him three wide. That had to be something for the fans to see in the grandstands. I was actually watching from the tabletop jump of the motocross track in the infield with Rick Ferkel and a few other people. And a couple of those restarts, man, will hold your breath. But every time, everyone came out of it clean. And what a race for the lead. You know, once shots bobbled, which how often do you see Donnie Schatz make the mistake to lose the lead like that? And all of a sudden, the side-by-side battle for seconds, the side-by-side battle for the lead. And what a story it would have been if Shane Stewart had been able to pull that race off. He was driving for Joe Gurdy and Tim Norman. Joe and Tim both raced extensively in Michigan in the early part of their careers. Of course, Tim kept racing up here and eventually became a Michigan Motorsports Hall of Famer. Joe, which a lot of people don't realize, actually got a lot of his start around Michigan. He did a lot of sod racing and stuff very early, his first couple of years of his career. And if that 3G car had been able to pull that off, man, what a, I had the backstory. That would have been great. But, then again, Paul McMahon winning is a great story too. I mean, here's a guy that has been kind of down and out a little bit at times. He's ridden the roller coaster of being a professional sprint car driver. And we talked a little bit about that after the race on Saturday, along with, the situation he is in now. So here's the interview we did with Paul McMahon after he won at I-96 on Saturday. Paul McMahon, the winner tonight at I-96 Speedway. Paul, you had a battle going on for a second there for a little bit, and all of a sudden shot stumbles and find yourself racing for the lead.
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate tonight. Clean air was a big advantage tonight, and Donnie just made one mistake, and I was close enough to capitalize on it. Once I got on clean air, my car was better than it was behind him. So, you know, just my hats off to everybody on the CJB Motorsports race team to give me a race car this good to win races. You know, Paul Kistler, we just picked that motor up last night at Paul Kistler's and put it in today. It's a brand new piece, and to have track record and a feature win tonight is unbelievable.
And this all with a team that at first wasn't expected to be out here full time.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were going to do. We just, you know, when I first signed up here, we were going to talk about doing about 60, 70 races, and then it turned into 80 or 90, and then it turned into the whole World of Outlaws series. So, you know, I'm just thankful that Chad and Jen Clemens give me this opportunity to drive this race car day in and day out. And, you know, Barry and Jonesy and Pickles, they do a heck of a job working on this race car, getting it repaired and making sure the car is flawless for me to drive every night.
One more thing about the racetrack tonight. How tricky was that curb up at the top of the racetrack?
It was real difficult because there was nothing on entrance too much, and then there was a big old ledge in the middle of it, so you get a little free on entrance and then slide into it. So you had to be very, you know, you had to hit it the correct way. If you hit it sideways, you know, I think that's what happened to Donnie, and he just hit it with the side of the tire and got up over top of the cushion, and I was able to drive back underneath and get onto the wind. But you know, we probably ran a bigger tire than on the left rear than most everybody else, and ran a little bit harder tire on the left rear also. So you know, I think that came into play late in the race.
And also, we have some big races coming up. We're starting to hit the home stretch. When you get a motor that runs like this, might you hold it back for like a King's Royal or something, or are you going to ride this horse through June?
No, we're going to ride this horse through June. All our motors from Paul Kistler run like a raped ape, so I'm not too concerned what motor we have in. Only reason I know we this one's brand new because it was bright and shiny when I got here today and we were putting it in here at the track. So, you know, I don't ask questions about what motor we got in or what this or what that. I buckle myself in that seat and give 110% every night, and I know my guys give me 110%, and I got the best equipment out here to go win races.
One last question. You're a guy that's ridden the ups and downs of the full-time driver deal, where you've had some rides maybe, or you've had to take some other rides and stuff that maybe weren't ideal to get back into this kind of a situation. Do you ever have to kind of look back, take a step back, and realize how lucky you are right now?
Oh, I know how lucky I am. You know, that's just, you know, that's just perseverance. You know, I mean, when people tell me I can't do something, I'll do everything in my power to show them I can. So, you know, last year when Barry Jackson came and talked to me about taking over this 51 ride, I was surprised because I was running the All-Stars and didn't win a race and just kind of flogging around. But Barry seen me around and racing other race cars, and we had a good relationship before I started driving for him. So, you know, that kind of come into play here. And once we got together, it's been pretty awesome.
Paul McMahon, nothing else said. Class guy, great attitude towards things, and you know, he just gets it, and that's really cool. That was that's one of my favorite post race interviews in a while. That was really neat to see, and there's a little bit of a Michigan connection there. Paul McMahon drove for many years for the late Warren Johnson, and it was kind of neat to see him pick up the victory on Saturday. Of course, that was a really good program, and we barely beat the rain. They pushed that thing through to 9:45, you know, right around 9:45, 9:50. I think the checkered flag threw on the. Flew on the feature, and I had actually gotten that interview. I got one more quick bite for the for a written story later this week from Joey Saldana, and then was in my car, and the racetrack is on exit 64 on I-96, and it was raining so hard I couldn't even see in front of me by exit 49. So had there been a B main, or maybe, you know, even a delay, someone, you know, would have gotten upside down, we might not have gotten that race in. So after my 3-for-8 run to start out the season, it was nice to sneak one in. So we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to close out the show. You're listening to the TJ Slideways live show here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the features, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunder Stocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
those screams you hear in the distance, that's like John Gibson and Danny Holtgraver and everyone else from Western Pennsylvania going, no, as the Bruins go up 4-1 on the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, like, I could talk my hockey teams on the golf course right now. But anyhow, a few people I want to thank. First of all, I want to thank everyone out at I-96 Speedway, SLS Promotions, Mike and Sarah Mouch for a great time out there Saturday. Also, got to thank Mudclod Bob, his Facebook updates. Spot on from Spartan the other night and some of the other shows he's been to. A lot of people enjoying those. So make sure to like our Facebook fan page, and you can get the show's updates when Bob is at the racetrack. And everyone at Anderson 2 weeks ago, even though we got rained out, couldn't stay for the rain date, we had a good time down there visiting with everyone as well. And want to wish everyone a safe trip from the United States Auto Club out for Eastern Storm. So if you're in the central Pennsylvania area, hey, there's non-wing sprint car racing coming your way. So make sure to check that out along the way as well. We're going to call it a night, but we'll be back here again Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, or you can download the podcast each and every week. On behalf of myself and the entire staff at TJSlideways.com, thank you and good night.